Lesson 49.
Agreement and Disagreement. Number 817. I agree with.
Number 818. You're right.
Number 819. You can say that again.
Number 820. It's hard to say.
Number 821. You're wrong.
Number 822. We fought about.
Number 823. I give up.
What are you doing?
I'm writing a note to the Crawfords. I want to thank them for dinner.
Why don't you call them? Here, people always use the phone.
Well, okay.
Why don't we invite them to dinner?
That's a good idea. I want Mama to meet Mrs. Crawford.
What about Mr. Crawford? Don't you like him?
He's impossible.
Be nice to him.
You can be nice to him. I don't like him.
Are you inviting Michael, too?
Of course.
He was very happy last night.
I was too.
But Michael is always so quiet. And last night, he was talking and laughing.
What do you think about Michael?
I think he's a great guy, but he isn't very ambitious.
I'm sure you will. Even if you spend a few sleepless nights, it's worth it.
What do you think I should do?
Take a break for a few hours.
No, I mean, do you think I should give up and go into business with my father?
What I think doesn't matter. You've got to be happy with what you do. Besides, that decision was made years ago, wasn't it?
It was. But things change. Which is better for us, now?
Michael, what do you want me to say? It's got to be your decision.
I'm not asking you to decide for me. I just want to know what you think. You must have your likes and dislikes.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't know what to think.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to upset you.
All I mean, Michael, is that I agree with what you're doing. If you can be a successful artist, fine. If you can't, go into business with your father. But at least give yourself the chance to find out.
There's something else, of course, Joanna. If I go into Dad's business, I have to stay here. You know that.